Let's get into it right now. Let's do a little what the bleep this morning. And this is audio that I have found that, to be honest with you, is kind of disturbing. Now, let's see here. Let's start out, as I mentioned a second ago, about American Idol. And what they're doing, I think, just to try to get ratings is disturbing. Check this out, how sexualized it is.
You got to make love to us, but you got to have a little foreplay before you do it. You understand how
Lionel,
it works?
Will you tell us about foreplay?
Hey, he's being the boy's daddy. Hey, Lionel Rich is your daddy.
You understand?
For about 10 minutes.
Now, I just want you to listen to me, son. All right?
You are so inspiring. Your story and your big old massive pinky.
I mean, is that not sexually awkward for anybody?
It was a little bit,
no
yeah.
No kidding.
It's inspiring.
All right, talking about this too, former Vice President Joe Biden in the news, talking about what he would do to President Donald Trump.
When a guy who ended up becoming our national leader said, I can grab a woman anywhere and she likes it, they asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and the hell out of him.
Oh. All boys school, I guess.
I should have said that.
That totally sounds like high school.
Yeah, man, that reminds me of my good old days. SpongeBob, let's get to some SpongeBob real quick. And, you know Sandy the Squirrel?
Of course.
All right, did you remember this?
I grew up in Texas, the only place for a squirrel. Yeah, I was in Texas, the loneliest place in the world. Whoa, whoa.
Do you remember this from an episode?
Don't know why, but I think I'll fuck SpongeBob's butt tomorrow.
Like, yeah, what the hell is the deal with that?
Sandy, she got out of Texas, man. She got real progressive.
All right. Today is definitely a political themed what the bleep. A lot of the audio I found, you guys, I think this is a week or two, know about Secretary Ben Carson. Did you guys hear about he was under some fire for like a $20,000 or $30,000 like table that was bought or allegedly was going to be purchased?
No.
You guys didn't hear about that yet? He had to testify. I guess it was about a $31,000 table, and he got kind of heated. I guess very unprofessional, I guess, when he was talking about this.
You know, I was running from place to place dealing with a lot of important issues, so I really wasn't that concerned about furniture. The next thing that I quite frankly heard about it was that this $31,000 table had been bought. I said, what the is that all about? investigated. Immediately had it canceled. Not that we don't need the furniture, but I thought that was excessive.
Yeah, I'd have the same reaction, Benny boy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at him. It's just like, well, you usually don't hear, I mean, politicians are just like this, but you usually don't hear him say, like, what the F is this?
Yeah.
And your final clip of audio today here for What the Bleep, let's do a little nursery rhyme. Tell me if you ever heard this one about somebody's grandpa. Yeah, I want kids, but I'm worried about what they're going to be hearing.